Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The U.S. Senate voted to raise the debt ceiling, at least until the year's end. The bill will raise the amount of debt the U.S. is allowed to have by nearly $500 billion. This comes as Democrats plan to propose a $3.5 trillion increase in spending. The U.S. House of Representatives will likely pass this bill to raise the debt ceiling this week. Democrats claim that this will prevent a short-term crisis. But what about the looming financial crisis of overspending for the future? Our children and grandchildren will bear the responsibility to pay for our country's monstrous debt, which is at over $28 trillion. The debt increased by a whopping 36%, or nearly $8 trillion under President Trump, and it looks like the trend will continue under President Biden. Congress needs to be reminded that responsible government doesn't enslave future generations to debt.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky, and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.